First to white Britons who have become the minority in Luton. That's according to the findings of a new report from Manchester University. You might have heard about it earlier in the week. Rising immigration has sent their numbers below 50% in the town. The man behind the report is Stephen Jivraj. Good evening, Stephen.
Good evening, Chetan.
Thank you for joining us on the programme. How did you come to these findings?
Well, our study looked at the idea of plural towns and cities, which are areas that are so ethnically mixed that no one ethnic group is in the majority. And we also measured the level of diversity in all towns and cities in England and Wales. And what we found from the 2011 census is, kind of as you pointed out, no one ethnic group is in the majority in most London boroughs, as well as Slough, Luton and Leicester. But despite this increased ethnic diversity, our towns and cities are not becoming any less British, because more people said in 2011 that they had a British national identity than said they had a white British ethnic identity. And so in the case of Luton, for example, 45% of the population said they had a white British ethnic identity, while 81% of people said they had a British national identity. So the majority of the Indians, the Pakistanis and the Bangladeshis in Luton say they have a British national identity.
Would you have expected to find that?
I think so. I think there's research since before the 2011 census which shows that in the UK, ethnic minorities do have a strong national identity, which is British, and in some cases that can be more strong than the white British national identity towards Britain.
The places that you mention, Luton in particular, have already had long-established Asian communities. What's taken the number of white Britons below that 50% marker now?
Well, partly it will be immigration, as you've described, but also the a lot of the ethnic minority population in this country is quite young. It's a youthful population, and therefore they are more likely to have children, and therefore their births outnumber their deaths compared with the white British population, which tends to be slightly older in terms of its age profile.
We've seen more Eastern European immigrants going into those areas as well, which is why the numbers of white Britons are pushed down. Did your research look at how these different communities are getting on? For example, how the Asian community is getting on with the new Eastern European immigrants?
Not really. We concentrate on the census data, which is generally kind of objective factual data. But we kind of have looked at things like integration, looked at issues around kind of residential segregation. And what we tend to find is that the areas that are often labelled the most segregated by politicians are in fact the most diverse. For example, Luton has more than 1,000 residents in 16 of the 18 ethnic groups measured in the census. And so therefore, it's actually a very diverse area.
Mm. I mean, you're saying that it's diverse, and you're also saying that a lot of the communities, the Asian community, for example, are calling themselves British. So it sounds like there's quite a lot of harmony, but is that what you've found through your research?
Well, kind of. Like I said, our research is very objective, so we kind of haven't asked kind of attitudinal questions
right.
About how people kind of think they kind of belong to their areas. But other indicators of integration show that, for example, there's been accelerated dispersal of ethnic minorities away from those areas where they're most clustered. So what this means is that ethnic minorities are moving away from those areas where they or their parents initially settled as immigrants. And we know this because ethnic segregation has decreased since 2001 and because ethnic minorities are growing fastest in those areas where they're least represented. For example, in Stevenage, the Indian population has doubled since 2001, which in part will be a consequence of people moving out of areas like London. So, yes, we are kind of finding that people are tending to move to areas where they haven't before, and presumably they're doing through by choice.
There's been such a big debate about multiculturalism in Britain, whether it's worked, whether it hasn't worked. Obviously, in places now like Luton, like Slough, like Leicester that you mentioned as well, we've seen that the white Britain population has gone below that 50% mark. Is that going to be a growing trend in these places? And should we expect to see more towns and cities across the three counties and across the rest of the UK maybe go the same way as places like Luton?
Well, quite possibly. I think we can expect areas to become more diverse over, for example, the next 10 years. But I think this is a positive thing. And I think there are indicators of other indicators of integration of our society across ethnic lines. For example, we're not only becoming more diverse in terms of who we live next to, but we're also becoming more diverse in terms of the people we live with and the people that we start families with. For example, in Luton, in almost a quarter of households with more than two people, there's more than one ethnic group. And since 2001 in Luton, the number of people with a mixed ethnic identity has increased by almost three quarters. And the same is true across most local authorities in the three counties.
And finally, Stephen, what sort of reaction has your report got? I'm sure you've been doing lots of interviews this week. I've read about it in the newspapers as well. It did become quite a big story. What's the reaction been like when people hear about these immigration stories? Do they think, oh, it's a great part of Britain's diversity? Or is there actually apprehension and worry that some places are losing their identity?
I don't think so. I think the reaction has generally been positive, and this is not something that I think is too surprising, and it's not something that's happened overnight. Local authorities will be aware of the broad makeup of their residents through the uptake of services, and the importance of this research is really in terms of providing local services. Local authorities will have to adapt preferences for housing size, for the types of school meals, for care for the elderly, for cultural and entertainment facilities, funeral services, as well as many other local services. And personally, I don't think the results of the census should change how we look at ourselves or really what we should expect from central and local government. Because most research finds that most people across all ethnic groups don't have preferences for wanting to live in areas where they're only surrounded by people of their own ethnic group, but people across ethnic groups have similar preferences for things like safe neighbourhoods and good schools. And these are things that we should be trying to ensure for everyone.
Stephen, thank you so much for your time this evening. And if you would like to get in touch with me tonight on your thoughts on the findings, Stephen, positive about the research that's been done at Manchester University that found that white Britons have now become the minority in Luton, and that the same in Slough and in Leicester. What do you make of it, Stephen? Positive about the findings and positive that there is harmony within the communities, within those places, like Luton, for example. What are your experiences of it? 08459 455 555, or you can text me on